This is the story of the life and daydreams of Mevlut Karatash, a seller of boza and yogurt. Born in 1957 on the western edge of Asia, in a poor village overlooking a hazy lake in central Anatolia, he came to Istanbul at the age of 12, living there in the capital of the world for the rest of his life. When he was 25, he returned to the province of his birth, where he eloped with a village girl, a rather strange affair that determined the rest of his days. Returning with her to Istanbul, he got married and had two daughters. He took a number of jobs without pause, selling his yogurt, ice cream and rice in the street, and waiting tables. But every evening, without fail, he would wander the streets of Istanbul, selling boza and dreaming strange dreams. Our hero, Mevlut, was tall, of strong yet delicate build, and good-looking. He had a boyish face, light brown hair, and alert, clever eyes, a combination that roused many a tender feeling among women. This boyishness, which Mevlut carried well into his 40s, and its effect on women, were two of his essential features, and it will be worth my reminding readers of them now and again to help to explain some aspects of the story. As for Mevlut's optimism and goodwill, which some would call naivete, of these, there will be no need for reminding, as they will be clear to see throughout. Had my readers actually met Mevlut, as I have, they would agree with the women who found him boyishly handsome, and know that I am not exaggerating for effect. In fact, let me take this opportunity to point out that there are no exaggerations anywhere in this book, which is based entirely on a true story. I will narrate some strange events that have come and gone, and limit my part to ordering them in such a fashion as to allow my readers to follow and understand them more easily. So I will start in the middle, from the day in June 1982 when Mevlut eloped with a girl from the village of Gumushtara, linked to the Beyşehir district of Konya and neighbouring his own village. It was at the wedding of his uncle's eldest son, Korkut, celebrated in Mecidiyeköy, Istanbul, in 1978, that Mevlut had first caught sight of the girl who would later agree to run away with him. He could scarcely believe that this girl, then only 13, a child still, could possibly reciprocate his feelings. She was the little sister of his cousin Korkut's wife, and she had never even seen Istanbul before that day. Afterward, Mevlut would write her love letters for 3 years. The girl never replied, but Korkut's younger brother, Suleyman, who delivered Mevlut's letters, gave Mevlut hope and encouraged him to persevere. Now, Suleyman was helping his cousin Mevlut again, this time to take the girl away. Driving his Ford van, Suleyman returned with Mevlut to the village of his childhood. The two cousins had hatched a plan to run away with the girl without being detected. According to the plan, Suleyman would wait in the van at a spot about an hour away from Gumushtara. Everyone would assume the two lovebirds had gone off to Beyşehir, but Suleyman would drive them north over the mountains and drop them off at the Akşehir train station. Mevlut had gone over the plan many times in his head, and twice made secret reconnaissance expeditions to crucial locations, like the cold fountain, the narrow creek, the wooded hill, and the back garden of the girl's home. Half an hour before the appointed time, he stopped off at the village cemetery, which was on the way. He turned toward the tombstones and prayed to God for everything to go smoothly. He was loath to admit it, but he didn't quite trust Suleyman. What if his cousin failed to bring the van to the appointed spot near the fountain? Mevlut tried not to think about it too much. No good could come of these fears now. He was wearing the dress trousers and blue shirt he'd bought from a shop in Beyoğlu when he was back in middle school and selling yogurt with his father. His shoes were from the state-owned Sumerbank factory. He'd bought them before doing his military service. At nightfall, Mevlut approached the crumbling wall around the white house of crooked-necked Abdurrahman, the girl's father. The window at the back was dark. Mevlut was 10 minutes early and anxious to get going. He thought of the old days when people trying to elope got entangled in blood feuds and wound up shot, or when, running away in the dead of night, they lost their way and ended up getting caught. He thought of how embarrassing it was for the boys when girls changed their minds and decided not to run away after all, and he stood up with some trepidation. He told himself that God would protect him.